Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 230, entitled, Our God is a Consuming Fire. Before I confirm that our God is a consuming fire and not to be played with, I want to remind everyone that we must stay ready, especially in these end times. I have mentioned this before as a key lesson taught to the Israelites. Now, on the day that the tabernacle was erected, the cloud of God's presence covered the tabernacle, that is, the tent of the testimony. And in the evening, it was over the tabernacle, appearing like a pillar of fire until morning. So it was continuously. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was lifted over the tent, the tabernacle, afterward, the Israelites would set out. And in the place where the cloud stopped, there the Israelites would camp. At the Lord's command, the Israelites would journey on, and at His command, they would camp. As long as the cloud remained over the tabernacle, they remained camped. Even when the cloud lingered over the tabernacle for many days, the Israelites would keep their obligation to the Lord and not set out. Sometimes the cloud remained only a few days over the tabernacle, and in accordance with the command of the Lord, they remained camped. Then at His command, they set out. If sometimes the cloud remained over the tabernacle from evening only until morning, when the cloud lifted in the morning, they would journey on, whether in the daytime or at night. Whenever the cloud was lifted, they would set out. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud of the Lord's presence lingered over the tabernacle, staying above it, the Israelites remained camped and did not set out. But when it was lifted, they set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed on. They kept their obligation to the Lord in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23 of the Amplified Version. I will verify this twice in His Word, as it is happening even now before our very eyes. Number 1, preach the Word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right, and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold, and will turn away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fictions and will accept the unacceptable. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4 of the Amplified Version. Let me interject for a moment. This is the only book that has and will be written, the living word that speaks to anyone in real time. And number 2. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, thoughtless, silly, and careless. And 5 of them were wise, far-sighted, practical, and sensible. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil along with their lamps. Now when the bridegroom was delayed, they began to nod off and they fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamps in order. Are you hearing me? Trimmed the wicks and added oil and lit them. But the foolish virgins said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No. Otherwise, there will not be enough for us and for you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy oil for yourselves." But while they were going away to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut and locked. Do you hear me? Later the others also came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he replied, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, I do not know you." We have no relationship. Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Do you understand how profound this is? What it means to have a reckless form of salvation? I want you to see how this ties in with the Lord being a consuming fire. On the 20th day of the second month in the second year since leaving Egypt, the cloud of the Lord's presence was lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony. Numbers chapter 10, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. This was their first journey after leaving Egypt. Due to the vastness of the Israelites, God gave them command on how they should set out and in what order. using the sound of the trumpet as their guide. God made it a statute also that the sound of the trumpet be used in the time of war. Now I want to show you His grace and mercy, and afterward, you will see that in this very first journey, Israel provoked Him to the destruction of many of them. Number one, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Numbers chapter 10, verse 9 of the King James Version. God made sure that in the order they went out, the tabernacle was broken down when they departed and set up prior to their arrival wherever they went. This is a task of great magnitude and is why the Lord was so generous in allowing these men to retire after 25 years. Think of this, if and when they only camped for just one or even a few nights. Number two, then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari who were carrying the tabernacle moved out. Numbers 10, verse 17 of the Amplified Version, and again, then the Kohathites moved out, carrying the holy things, and the tabernacle was set up before they arrived. Numbers chapter 10, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. And number three, so they set out from the mountain of the Lord, Sinai, 3 days' journey, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went in front of them during the 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. Numbers chapter 10, verse 33 of the Amplified Version. Pay attention. Now the people became like those who complain and whine about their hardships, and the Lord heard it. And when the Lord heard it, His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and devoured those in the outlying parts of the camp. So the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire died out, was quenched. Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. Here is the nature of man and why God is quick to stamp out sin. It is why these scriptures will be validated in the end times. People were severely burned by the great heat, and they reviled the name of God who has power over these plagues. But they did not repent of their sin and glorify Him. Revelation 16, 9 of the Amplified Version. And again, and giant hailstones as heavy as a talent, 100 pounds each, fell from the sky on the people. And people reviled, blasphemed, and spoke abusively of God for the plague of the hail, because the plague was so great. Revelations chapter 16, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. This word is the blueprint of what to do and what not to do. Did I digress? The rabble among them who followed Israel from Egypt had greedy desires, lust for familiar and delicious food. And the Israelites wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we ate freely and without cost in Egypt, the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now our appetite is gone. There is nothing at all in the way of food to be seen but this manna. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 5 of the Amplified Version. They whined so much that even Moses almost forgot who God is. This is spiritual warfare. Even the man of God was not exempt. Pay attention. Now Moses heard the people whining in self-pity throughout their families, every man at the doorway of his tent, and the anger of the Lord blazed hotly. And Moses regarded their behavior as evil. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you been so hard on your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight that you have placed this burden of all these people on me? Was it I who conceived all these people? Was it I who brought them forth that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your arms as a nurse carries the nursing infant to the land which you swore to their fathers'? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat so that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. So if this is the way you are going to deal with me, please kill me at once. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." Numbers chapter 11, verses 10 through 15 of the Amplified Version. Let me point out something. We should all be scared because even Moses was punished for his disobedience when he could not enter the promised land. His eternal salvation was being compromised. Watch closely because the anointing on his life was exceedingly great and his calling shows us why. I am going to confirm it in God's word. Accordingly, the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men from among the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and their officers. Bring them to the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, and let them stand there with you. Then I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take away some of the spirit who is upon you, and will put him upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to bear it all alone." Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 through 17 of the Amplified Version. So the Israelites were commanded to consecrate themselves, and the Lord would give them what they desired. Moses himself did not see how this was possible. God also had an answer for him. But Moses said, "The people among whom I am are 600,000 fighting men on foot, besides all the women and children. Yet you have said, 'I will give them meat so that they may eat it for a whole month?'" Moses was not seeing through the eyes of faith into the supernatural realm, but according to his flesh. "Should flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? Or should all the fish of the sea be collected for them to be sufficient for them?" The Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's hand, ability, power, limited short, inadequate. You shall see now whether my word will come to pass for you or not. Numbers chapter 11, verses 21 to 23 of the Amplified Version. Remember, I said that I would confirm why Moses' anointing was so great. He needed it. The Lord was also gracious in restoring his faith in that moment, because to whom much is given, more is required. Here is the authentication. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 of the King James Version. Now as I close, please pay attention to these last few scriptures, because our God is a consuming fire. And had it not been for his mercy, none would live today. The state of man is rooted in pride and selfishness. We are entitled, privileged, and very ungrateful towards him. It is known and revealed that black people are consumed for their melanin. It was prophesied to us by Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. How we are cured and preserved to be eaten. And there is also a book titled The Delectable Negro, written by Vincent Woodard. I am going to give you the Amplified Version so that you may see how this curse continues among our people and the correlation given to me of the Holy Spirit. Now there went forth a wind from the Lord, and it brought quails from the sea, and let them fall. So they flew low beside the camp, about a day's journey on this side and the other side, all around the camp, about 2 cubits, 3 feet deep on the surface of the ground. The people spent all day and all night and all the next day and caught and gathered quail. The one who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves around the camp to cure them by drying. Are you listening? While the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord struck them with a very severe plague, so that the place was named Kibroth Hattava, the graves of greediness, because there they buried the people who had been greedy for more than the manna that God provided them. Numbers chapter 11, verses 33 to 34 of the King James Version. Let me verify twice more that our Lord and Savior, our God, is a consuming fire. Number 1. Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 3 through 4 of the King James Version. And for the oath that he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And number 2. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Thibault. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.